for your disdain. I have been most interested to listen to you all. I am happy, my dear friends, that you can discuss with each other on many topics and feed on the feelings that you have about the subjects. Always I have said to you, accept only what feels right for you. You will take on board all conditions of life. You will listen to many peoples, but ultimately you will accept only that which your heart can feel is truth. And we would have it no other way. We speak, or rather you have spoken, of what is right and what is wrong. I will use an expression of your world, that is right and wrong are opposite sides of the same coin. Therefore all is not as clear cut as you well might like it to be. But nevertheless, I wish for you all to continue to think freely for yourselves, to know within your hearts that truth that sits comfortably with you. I hope, my dear friends, that you are in agreement.
Yes, indeed. And I think right has certain associations, such as love and responsibility, whereas wrong has other associations. And those associations perhaps vary with the society. And on this planet we have a number of very different societies.
Yes. Of course, what feels right for one person may not be right for another. But it is up to each individual to learn for themselves that inner truth which you all have, but which is not always apparent to others. You all have that inner truth, but so often it is ignored. Ignored because you will not fully accept the situations of the moment. You understand what I say? No.
Yeah, the situations of the moment, which do relate to teaching of all those connected to a situation.
Yes.
Would that be correct?
Yes. I am sure within this room, on any one topic, there will be differences of opinion of what one might term right, another might feel is wrong. But who is right or wrong? It is not up to you, dear friends, to make those decisions. Therefore, again, I say to you, try not to judge another fellow human being, because no matter how much knowledge has been gained, you do not know or see the full picture of that life. Be careful not to be too judgmental. But that is not to say you should ignore all things. After all, my dear friends, you are living your lives here and now on this earth planet with all of its conditions of today. You may well wish for different society, but it is up to every single individual to change, firstly from within, to change that circumstance of life which does not sit comfortably with you. You understand?
Yes, I'd like to give a classic example of that later when the time is ready.
Yes. Change, my dear friends, starts from within.
We are changing as a society very rapidly, because what would be perceived as right then may not have been in the past and the other way around. That's we as a whole society, our attitudes to things are changing. Like, I think we're much gentler with our children now than we used to be. There are many things that we do differently now than we did in the past. And people would throw their hands up in horror if we were to return to the old ways. So we are moving forward with our collective thinking.
Yes. And remember, one beacon of light in the darkness attracts many others.
Yes.
Many others who will see and search for that one beacon of light. So, do not fear for the darkness of ill knowledge. I say to you, shine brightly as the beacon. Accept your fellow human being with all of what you may term faults, and embrace that individual within the circle of love and light which you are able to express. That way you can change your world. I do not say it is easy. All that can be achieved is never easy, but is attainable. Would anyone wish to speak?
Yes, could I bring up the subject of the recent Israeli war? It was just a 3-week war, rather punitive, against neighbouring Gaza. And a feeling I had about that was that in the biblical tradition, I think it was Jacob who was named Israel, and the tradition is that a great nation would be made of Israel, and the children of Israel were led out of Egypt. And so they have very strong biblical connection. And it seemed to me that in this punitive war against Gaza, they were throwing away spiritual values, and I felt this must be part of the decline of traditional religion with this connection. Perhaps I'm getting towards being judgmental in this, but it left me with a most uneasy feeling.
All disputes, we shall call them, within your world, are based on many things. The peoples that you speak of are still imprisoned by the values of religion, the values of wanting to retain lands or take land which belong to all people. All land belongs to the earth planet, not to individual peoples. Of course, much spirituality has been lost. Forgive me one moment. My instrument has trouble in the throat. I will deal with it. Forgive me. I feel I can tell you that in the coming time, the problems in the country that you speak of will begin to decrease. That understanding will come.
Oh, that's good news.
But there has been a great loss of true love, true understanding of their fellow man. And in this situation, it becomes an uncertainty of spirit. Perhaps that is the best way I can. put it to you. All men are uncertain of what to do. And that brings to mankind fear, which you know, my dear friends, is what I tell you so often is happening in your world. But understanding is slowly beginning to take hold in these lands.
So we were talking about the 13-year-old boy who's become a father recently. I presume that much good can come from this happening. And we were debating about the fact that this was meant to happen, meant to be. Would you care to comment?
Mankind must live in the world as it is now. There is no doubt of that. Of course, any given situation can create good or bad. But that is why I have said to you, good, bad, right, wrong are all but one whole. So yes, there is good in as much as the outpouring of love for that newborn child will bring together many people. But also, it might bring hardship to many people. So again, you have that division of what is good and what is bad.
But I can also see that it would perhaps make parents think a little more about protecting their children too, from having, perhaps having this happen at such a young age, which could be seen as a good result, a good effect.
Every parent in this world has taken the responsibility for the child within its care. But remember, you do not own any child.
Yeah.
They are on loan to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, on earth there are responsibilities which people follow. All I will say to you is that you must follow what is within your heart. Be guided by that light, by the knowledge you have gained. And no matter what problems come to you in life, you will learn to deal with them. There is no clear-cut answer for Earth's problems. But that is why, or partly why, you have come here. To experience many difficulties and problems. But remember what I have said to you in past times. It is not the importance of the problem, but the way that you deal with it.
Mm. Yes, and
with
pain.
Love, with foresight, with understanding, and with the help of us here in spirit. I hope that has helped you.
Yes, thank you, yes. And
Thank you also for clarifying the Israeli situation.
Yes.
That does help. And I think we all felt a great compassion for the families who were being hurt in that.
Yes. Yes, always there has to be love, compassion. And not only for those who have suffered, but for the perpetrators also.
Yes.
Do not forget them, because they also need your love and your prayers for understanding.
Yes, absolutely.
But I can assure you, there is understanding growing in that area of your heart.
That's very good news.
Now, for this time, I will leave you. Continue, my dear friends, to discuss, to understand each other, to feed from others' emotions and feelings, to become a whole person in understanding, that you might, in giving of an opinion, give it with that love from within. And with that, my dear friends, I leave you with the knowledge that I am close by in love and understanding of you.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful feeling for us to have.